Today is Friday, May 13th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It's that time of year when TV shows get either renewed or canceled. I used to have a TV I've never had a TV show. I used to have, there used to be a website that I would go to. And I didn't own the website, just a website I would go to. And I would look up and see, you know, what was canceled and what was renewed and all that kind of stuff. It gets a little bit harder now that there's all these streaming services. And so, but I've been curious about Million Little Things because I really enjoy that show. I don't know if that's one that Fatty, I feel like I've talked about Fatty a lot this week. But anyway, I don't know if that's one that Big Fatty, you can find his podcast at bigfattyonline.com. But I don't know if that's one that he watches. I can't remember. I know he loves Good Doctor. Anyway, regardless, I've been enjoying the storylines. I like the show. And so I, you know, wanted to know whether it's going to be renewed or canceled. But they haven't announced anything yet. But this website doesn't really exist anymore. And so you just have to hunt around for articles. And all these various sites will put out articles and they'll say, oh, CBS announced their renewals and their cancellations. You know, this was a site where you could go and they had every single television station, well, all the major ones, okay, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CW, you know, like all the major ones. I probably forgot something, but that's it. And they would, every week, they would go over the ratings for every show. They would have a score. They had what they called a renew cancel index, where it got a score and you could watch it throughout the season. But anyway, so I don't know. I don't even know why I brought that up, but I was just thinking, I was looking at it earlier today, and there have been several announcements, but nothing on that particular show. And I'm interested to know whether or not it gets renewed or canceled. So I'm sitting here alone because Mark volunteered again for Fiddler on the Roof. I don't know what he'll message me in a little bit and be like, no COVID. No, he won't today because they're not going to. They still test their volunteers, but now it used to be every time they volunteered, they would test them. But he volunteered on Wednesday and they tested him on Wednesday. And so I got a text message that said, no COVID. And I'm like, great. And then anyway, but he volunteered. Today's Friday, like I said at the beginning of this show. And he just volunteered Wednesday, and now they have a week. So if you've been tested within a week time frame, they don't retest you. And so anyway, but I'll get a text message from him being like, oh, this is what I was assigned to. You know, I was assigned to be an usher, or I was assigned to scan tickets, or I was assigned to coat check, or whatever, he'll tell me. He did not enjoy Fiddler on the Roof. On Wednesday, he was assigned to be an usher. And so he got to be in the auditorium, actually watching it and, you know, just waiting by the door in case anyone needed to be ushered to their seat, I guess is what they do. And he said at one point he was sleepy and almost fell asleep. And he normally likes musicals, and I'm okay with Fiddler on the Roof. I've played in Fiddler on the Roof in the orchestra. But I've also seen it other times, and I've never had a problem with it. I've enjoyed it. It's not my favorite musical, but I certainly have enjoyed it. At this point, I don't know what my favorite musical is. I've always said My Fair Lady was my favorite musical, and I don't really know why. I enjoy the accents. I think it's a funny concept of her going and trying to learn how to speak. I like the music. I enjoy the music. But I don't know now, after I've seen so many more, because at the time that that became my favorite musical, I hadn't seen very many musicals. And so I was like, oh, this is great. This is my favorite musical. I don't know if that's my favorite anymore, but I don't know what would be. So we'll say it is. So, yeah, last night, catching you guys up on what happened. I had to cook. I had pork that was going bad. And so now the only thing that I know how to cook is adobo, Filipino-wise. There are other things I've cooked, but I mean, I feel like I'm really perfecting. I found a really good adobo recipe that Mark liked. And now I'm just doing it over and over and over again, perfecting the recipe, you know? And so I've done chicken. I did beef. Didn't really like the beef as much. The overpowering beef flavor kind of overpowered for whatever reason. In my mind, it just didn't go well together. Normally I do it with chicken thighs, and that's what the recipe calls for. But you marinate it for up to 24 hours, and the pork was going to go bad. And so So Wednesday, I put the pork in a marinade. It's just a third a cup of soy sauce, a third a cup plus 2 tablespoons, which I find weird, odd. Like, so I just do a third a cup of soy, a third a cup plus a little bit more of the third a cup of vinegar. Like, why do I need to get out a tablespoon and like measure that exactly? And then some bay leaves and garlic, 3 cloves of garlic that you crush up. And then you can marinate it for anywhere from like an hour to 24 hours. But I've been doing it for a full day, at least overnight. And then you saute the meat, and then you take the meat out. You don't cook it completely. You just get a little browning, and then you take it out and you saute some onion and some more garlic. And then you put the leftover marinade in the pan, and you add a cup of water. But I've been doing broth. So I either chicken broth or beef broth, and 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, peppercorns, but I switched it to just ground pepper because I didn't really enjoy the peppercorns getting stuck in my teeth. And you kind of simmer that for 5 minutes, and then you put the meat back in and you do it for another 20. Now with the pork, I just did it until it registered 140 degrees on the inside, because that's technically done for pork, I feel like, now. I don't know. Meat temperatures are weird because, you know, back in the day, they would tell you every single thing needed to be 160, 165 degrees. You need it to be shoe leather. I can't talk. Like, you have to... You know, pork had trichinosis, and chicken has salmonella, and beef has E. coli. I don't know, whatever beef has. And you need to just, you know, scorch those things to kill this bacteria. But now, depending on who you talk to, you know, what chef you speak with, they're like, ah, you're good at 140 degrees for pork, you know? If it's not ground, because the ground has the... Anyway, regardless, I got it to 140. That's what I'm saying. And I felt like if I cooked it too much, it would be really tough. And so I took it out, and I reduced the sauce, made rice, and I had some corn on the cob. It was kind of a weird combination, but I had some corn on the cob that I needed to use. And I'm trying to waste less food. I'm still not successful. I still throw away a lot of food. But I'm trying to get better. And so I was like, I've got to use this corn on the cob. And so I boiled the corn on the cob. And that's what we have at dinner. We had pork, adobo pork with rice and corn on the cob. And so, yeah, we watched Million Little Things. We watched This Is Us. I'm really enjoying This Is Us. It's ending. The only thing I don't like about it is, you know, the mom, who is probably my favorite character, I don't know why, but she just is, you know, basically dying. I imagine the show ends with her dying. That's not fun to watch. It starts with her like as a young 20-something young mom or whatever, with the dad and all this kind of stuff. And it's all the way through her life. and her children's lives and stuff. But anyway, we watch TV. I worked today. I was going to mow and then it rained and I got out of the mood. So I guess I'm going to mow tomorrow. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.